I always was into self-growth. I absolutely loved it. Our perception of the world is based on the words you use. So you suck if you're not focusing on constantly improving. And that pressure for women just does the exact opposite. We're all in it together, you know? We're all just doing our best, doing something because, you know, Aggie or Dave Asprey or Melanie told you. It's like, no, like, what? How do you feel? What makes you feel good? As I tell people, time to step into your power, connect with my feelings, emotions, and step into my feminine.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Oh my goodness, friends, it was such an honor and such a fun time to have Aggie on the show. I love her new book, Biohack Like a Woman. I love that she and I are both similar and that we're young, blonde, biohacking girls doing all the things. That said, we're pretty different in that she is historically a travel influencer with millions of followers. And as you guys know, travel is not my forte, nor do I have millions of followers. That said, and I talk about this in the show, but I wasn't quite sure exactly what her book would cover. And it ended up going a lot more into the mindset and biohacking your life around your cycle and having an intuitive approach to health, more so than like the biohacking gadgets per se. By the way, I did first briefly meet Aggie last year at Dave Asprey's biohacking conference, which was an awesome time. And friends, you've got to come. Please come this year. I'm going. It's at the end of May, and it's one of the most amazing opportunities to learn all about biohacking, try all the products, meet all the brands, meet so many guests I've had on this show, go to awesome talks, go to parties, and so much more. Please, please come. You can get a massive discount with my discount code, which is BC Melanie. For that, just go to melanieavalon.com/biohackingconference. Again, use the coupon code BC Melanie to get a major discount. The longer you wait, that discount tends to get not as good. So definitely get your tickets now. And if you're coming, definitely let me know because I would love to meet you. So back to today's conversation. I really, truly enjoyed it. And then connecting with Aggie, she was such a beautiful soul. And we talk about so many things in this episode. We start off with something that I found super cool and controversial in her book, which is the idea of claiming being a bitch. Yes, I said it. And also reclaiming some things in the sexual department. So you will hear about that. We talk about the importance of play and doing nothing, how to hack for your cycle, the difference of biohacking in men versus women, something I love talking about, which is travel and how to hack stress surrounding that. We talk about veganism, ayahuasca, so many things. It's just a great mosaic collection of topics, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Please let me know in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. There will be a giveaway in the pinned post at the top of that group. So just comment something you learned or something that resonated with you to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post. And again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. The show notes will have a full transcript as well as links to everything that we talked about. So check that out at melanieavalon.com/Aggie. That's A-G-G-I-E. Okay, friends. People often ask me, what is the one supplement I cannot imagine my life without? And while there are a lot of supplements out there, a lot of ones that I love, a lot of ones that I advocate, there is one supplement that inspired me to create a whole supplement line. And that's because I take it every single day and I really can't imagine my life without it. That would be Serapeptase. And I'm about to tell you how to get up to 15% off on a special bottle version that we have that also saves you money. So Serapeptase is a proteolytic enzyme created by the Japanese silkworm. Now we make it in a lab, so it is vegan. When you take this enzyme in the fasted state, it actually goes into your bloodstream and it breaks down problematic proteins in your body. These are things that your immune system is often reacting to and that create inflammation. That's why it can do incredible, amazing things things like clear your sinuses. That's why I first started taking it. You can completely say goodbye to allergy meds with Serrapeptase. It reduces inflammation and pain. My friend just started taking it for her back pain and told me she was shocked at how effective it was, more so than the pain pills she normally was taking. It can help reduce cholesterol. It's even been shown in clinical studies to break down amyloid plaque in vitro and in vivo. Basically, it is a wonder supplement. And what's super cool about it is that it specifically breaks down those problematic non-living proteins. It doesn't harm healthy tissue. It actually helps protect that. That's because the function of the original enzyme in the silkworm is to break down the cocoon of the silkworm without actually harming the silkworm itself. And there aren't studies on this, but I really believe it can help catalyze your fast by enhancing the natural process of autophagy. Again, not studies on that, but from a mechanistic standpoint, it totally makes sense. Here's the thing. I was taking so many different brands of Serrapeptase, and they always seemed a little hard on my stomach and have problematic ingredients in them, especially special enteric coatings where they wouldn't disclose what that was made of, which meant it probably contained problematic plastics. I knew I needed to make a change. That's why I created my Avalon X Serrapeptase. It's what launched my Avalon X line. I will never stop taking it. It's one of my favorite things in my life, and the effects I experience are profound, and I hear that from all of you guys as well. We test it multiple times for purity and potency. It's free of all problematic fillers and common allergens. It comes in a glass bottle to help prevent leaching of plastics into ourselves and the environment. And we even use the minimum amount of stickiness in the label on the bottle to help reduce problematic compounds. So if you want to tackle your inflammation, clear your brain fog, oh, it's amazing for brain fog, stop your allergies, attack amyloid plaque, reduce pain, so many things, you need Serrapeptase. And you can get 10% off with the coupon code Melanie Avalon. But here's another thing. We actually have a special large bottle. It's the only supplement that we have right now in a large bottle. It's the 180 version, and it saves you money. If Serrapeptase is a part of your daily life, like it is mine, you definitely want our large bottle size, 180 capsules. It's the best way to save. And again, you can save even more with my Melanie Avalon 10% discount, or you can get 15% off that as well if you get a subscription, which, by the way, with a subscription, you could pause or cancel anytime after your first order. So it kind of makes sense to do a subscription because you save even more. If you want a supplement that you can actually feel the difference, I promise you, Serrapeptase is the way to go. And then you might end up like me and want to give it as gifts to everybody because it's that incredible and can address so many issues. You can get this at avalonx.us. That's AVALONX.US. Again, there is the 90 capsule size and the 180 capsule size. You save more with the 180. Use the coupon code MelanieAvalon for 10% off or get a subscription for 15% off. And we will put all this information in the show notes. Another resource for you guys. If you struggle with food sensitivities like I do, you have got to get my app, FoodSense Guide. It's a comprehensive catalog of over 300 foods for 11 potentially problematic compounds. These include things you may be reacting to, like gluten, lectins, FODMAPs, histamine, oxalates, sulfites, thiols, whether or not something is a nightshade, and so much more. It even includes autoimmune paleo AIP status. You can learn about the compounds, create your own list to share and print, and finally take charge of your food sensitivities. It is a top Apple app, often in the top 10 for the Apple food and drinks charts. And friends, get it now because I'm going to be updating it to a subscription basis soon. So you definitely want to get grandfathered in for life at one super low price. With the subscriptions, by the way, I'm going to be implementing some pretty cool features. So I need to do subscriptions to help support that. So like I said, get it now. Before we change to subscriptions, you can get it at melanieavalon.com/foodsenseguide. And one more thing before we jump in. Did you know there are over 1,000 compounds found in conventional skincare and makeup in the US that have been banned in Europe due to their toxicity? If you are using conventional skincare and makeup, you are directly putting into your bloodstream toxic compounds, including obesogens, which can literally cause your body to store and gain weight. So if your diet's not working, you might want to think about what's happening with your skincare and makeup, as well as carcinogens linked to cancer, I'm not making this up, and just endocrine disruptors in general, which mess with our hormones. Thankfully, there's an easy solution to this. There's a company called Beauty Counter, and they were founded on a mission to change this. Every single ingredient is extensively tested to be safe for your skin so you can truly feel good about what you put on, and their products really work. I am obsessed with their overnight resurfacing peel, their vitamin C serum. They have shampoo and conditioner, skincare lines for every skin type. and incredible makeup. It's so amazing that Tina Fey actually wore all beauty counter makeup when she hosted the Golden Globes. So yes, it is high definition camera ready. You can shop with me at beautycounter.com/Melanie Avalon and use the coupon code CLEANFORALL20 to get 20% off site-wide. You can get the latest updates from me, specials, sales, samples, and so much more on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. And you can join me in my Facebook group, Clean Beauty and Safe Skincare with Melanie Avalon. People share product reviews and their experiences, and I do a giveaway every single week in that group as well. And lastly, if you're thinking of making clean beauty and safe skincare a part of your future, like I have, I definitely recommend becoming a Band of Beauty member. It's sort of like the Amazon Prime for clean beauty. You get 10% back in product credit, free shipping on qualifying orders, and a welcome gift that is worth way more than the price of the year-long membership. It is totally, completely worth it. And I'll put all this information in the show notes. An important announcement, friends. My EMF blocking products are coming. Make sure you don't miss the launch special. For that, get on my email list at melanieavalon.com/EMF email list. EMFs are actually classified by the IARC as a group 2B, possibly carcinogenic to humans. These are such a problem. We are exposed to them through our Wi-Fi, our cell phones, our AirPods, and they are linked to so many health issues, including anxiety, migraines, headaches, even fertility issues. This is such a problem. Thankfully, you can address your EMF exposure. I'm going to help with that with my Avalon X EMF blocking product line. So again, get on my email list at melanieavalon.com/EMF email list to check that out. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this fabulous conversation with Aggie. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I am about to have. So this is about something, friends, that I obviously love, that you guys all love, which is biohacking, and not just any approach to biohacking. We're going to talk today about how to biohack like a woman. So I've been seeing the content of this fabulous, stunning human being, Aggie, for quite a while now. She definitely was popping up all over my Instagram and my social media. And I was like, what is this? Like, who is this biohacker? And realized we had a lot of mutual friends, which was really, really exciting. And then when I saw that she had a book coming out called Biohack Like a Woman, which is appropriately enough the title, I was just so excited to hopefully have her on the show. And then, friends, I was so excited to actually dive into the book because approaching it, I wasn't sure because biohacking is such a big, you know, big world, so many different directions that you can go. And I was like, what approach is she going to take? Oh my goodness, I cannot recommend this book enough. It is so empowering for women. All women everywhere should buy this book. She touches on so many things. So diet, fitness, our infradian rhythm, our menstrual cycles and periods and how that affects everything, our mindset. It's really an empowering just journey to take in your health and wellness and your life in general. And it was really exciting. We were talking before this, but we have so many mutual friends. So Dave Asprey, who's been on this show, I think like 4 times, he wrote the foreword for the book. So that was amazing. Aggie also developed supplements with Sean Wells, who, by the way, I love Sean. So that's absolutely amazing as well.
I love Sean as well. I love that. We love the same people.
I know. It's so amazing. So friends, reading the book, you'll learn so much about biohacking and approaching it as a female. And I think you'll feel like you're in the company of great friends, especially if you've been hanging out with us on this show for a while. So Aggie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for such a kind intro. Like, I definitely have come across your page and always see you crush and glow from afar. So it's really nice to connect finally.
Oh, thank you. I echo all of that right back to you. So I have so many questions for you. I definitely want to hear about your personal story. I just have a random question though to start. So I noticed the book originally was called something different. It was called, when they were like pitching it, it was Biohack Her, I think. The reason I'm asking about that is I know that so much, at least for me, like so much thought goes into the title. So what was your journey like? Like, how did you decide what to call it and what happened with the change there?
Oh my, there were so many different instances. So like the gist of it, like what is the message was number one question. I was like, well, we want to get people to biohack. So like definitely the word biohack had to be there and it had to refer to being a woman, right? So we had two options, was the biohacker and then biohack like a woman. And obviously I'm a big, big fan of Dr. Mindy Peltz. I have a girl crush on her. She has a book, Fast Like a Girl. So I was like asking everyone, do you think it's too similar? And everyone was like, no, you're being paranoid. There are millions of books called Like a Woman or Like a Girl. So I went on Amazon, okay, sure enough. But then obviously I liked Biohacker better. And then my friend Masha, and we're like already good to go. And like, I would say the title to people and they were like, oh, Biohacker. And I'm like, no, it's Biohacker. And my friend Masha, who I love, and she said, Aggie, there's one rule. If you have a choice between clever and being clear, always choose clear. And so we decided that even though Biohacker is quite clever, isn't exactly clear to a lot of people. And the last thing I want is for people to think that it's a book for men, because all the other books on biohacking were for men. So I was like, no, this one's for women. And so that's how it started, Biohack Like a Woman. It's kind of like my journey into also embracing the word woman. Because I definitely resonate more with girl. And then I realized I have an issue with the word woman because I feel like, oh, you know, woman sounds old, you know, like that was my first impression. I was just like, and it was like a big healing journey on me realizing that that's just like in my head and how we've been brainwashed that even adult women are uncomfortable with the word woman, you know?
And they're uncomfortable. I mean, you even go so far as to use the word pussy in your book and talk about that. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I love Dr. So for those of you who just like out of context, I grew up in Poland, very Catholic upbringing. And so obviously super conservative. I would get very triggered with the word pussy. And then I read this incredible book called Pussy, the Reclamation by Mama Gina. And she basically said that one of the ways of keeping women small is coming up with these really inappropriate names, or inappropriate, not in a sense of the word or like vulgar, but inappropriate in a way of like not exactly describing the power of your genitals. And she said that part of embracing and breaking free from patriarchy is to embracing the word pussy. And so that's how it started. And as much as I was just, I still get like a little, triggered. And it's part of my healing journey to just get comfortable with that word and just like claim her power back.
No, I love that so much. And I'm so similar to you. I was raised like super conservative, like Bible Belt Christian South, like sex was like a bad thing. I have a similar experience with you with that word. And then like even reading it in the book and like still feeling a little triggered, but not. But so it's really, really empowering.
Yeah. I mean, I was triggered writing this book. I was like, okay, I really want to come from a place of like really like celebration. I think men don't really have an issue with the word for the, you know, for their genitals, so to say. I don't want to extract your podcast to like start dropping words. And so I just realized it's like I would love for me to say that word and really embrace the pride and embrace the like the energy of like, yeah, I like, you know, like the only way we say it's like, oh, he's such a pussy or she's such a pussy. And I'm like, pussy is the most powerful energy you can potentially tap into as a woman. So like has nothing to do with being not brave enough.
No, I love it. We have to reclaim it. Pussy.
Yeah, if you're listening to it and you're like, oh my God, what are they talking about? This is it. Like,
I know. Actually, related to that, something else I loved in your book is you have a part on stress. Well, you have a lot on stress. And you talk about how we can actually get rid of stress by being a bitch. So would you like to expand on that?
I love it. I love that you ask very different questions than everyone else. This is really good. Like, it's definitely a very different, unique angle of the book. But, you know, we all go through stress. We have two options, right? We can either learn to manage stress after it happens, which would be great. And there are a lot of biohacks you can do, whether you supplement or do cold plunge, whatever it is. Or you can also just adopt a mindset that makes you stressless. And, you know, we are extreme people pleasers as women, and we always want to make sure hypervigilant about what other people are feeling and thinking about us, their needs, and we put their needs in front of our own when we celebrate a selfless woman. Oh, wow, she puts other people and her kids and her husband in front of their own. I'm like, that's just not something you should be celebrating, right? Like that's time to change the narrative. And so what do we call a woman in a society that like speaks her mind or like is true to herself, isn't afraid to say no, lives on her own terms, like usually a bitch, right? Because like, what is she? She's such a bitch, right? Like she didn't, essentially it's like, oh, she didn't want to do what I wanted her to do. So she's a bitch or she spoke her mind. And so I realized that part of your healing journey is like whatever you don't express will express itself as a disease in your body, like all the unexpressed emotions. And so maybe for some of us, being a bitch would be the best medicine instead of grabbing another supplement.
I love it. It's such a reframe to just, you know, reclaim these words and, you know, bring our own power to them and make them our own. It's incredible.
I 100% agree. It's just like whatever you define, like we have that like idea. I really love the book, The Power of Now. And it talks about how our perception of the world is based on the words you use. So, you know, I speak both two languages, Polish and English. And so my world is very different based on the language that I speak. You know, when I speak to my mom, sometimes I really struggle to explain something to her in Polish. And sometimes I struggle to explain something in English. And it's like this conundrum of like, well, the words that we use have a massive impact of how we see the world. And sometimes we don't use powerful words. Like, you know, we have a problem with the word God, right? Because we're brought up religious and we think that, oh, dang, like every time I heard the word God was used to manipulate me or make me feel guilty. And there are people that have no problem with that word because they didn't grow up religious. So it's all about like reclaiming everything in your life, right? Like stepping into your power. And I'm like, will I just give up from spirituality altogether just because I don't like the word God? Or will I just make my own rules? Like that's what my journey has been. Like, I'm not going to limit my experience on this planet because someone, you know, gave me a wrong idea of what spirituality is or universe or God or whatever it might be. I just will, yeah, I want to like make my own definitions of those words.
Was there ever any like a big concept that was in Polish that doesn't translate to English or English that doesn't translate to Polish that like comes to mind?
That's such a good question. I feel like my English is better than my Polish. I left 17 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I do speak Polish, it's quite basic. So sometimes when I'm like, because I just speak to my mom or a couple of my friends, so it's just like, I'm trying to get away with English words. But I think just like in general, like the science, my brain thinks in English when it comes to biohacking. So I actually had to pay someone to translate the book into Polish because I was just like, I don't even know how to say these words. I would spend so much time like having to like look up all of it in a dictionary. So.
Okay. So I will tell you how you hardcore inspire me. So my whole audience knows this.
Wow. That's bold words. I love it.
This is it. So my whole audience knows this about me. Traveling is not my skill set. Like I just, I need my biohacking, but I need my like sleep and my like foundation. And so I'm always quote, like working on my travel skills. And so you're like definition, you know, you've been a travel influencer. I mean, you still are, I guess.
I still travel, not as much as I used to. Obviously, we travel 300 days a year, which is like extreme.
That's crazy. See, I'm like, I travel. Okay. If I travel like one day, I'm like super proud of myself. I'm like, okay. So I'm really curious your journey as a travel influencer, and then also your journey coming to biohacking, which you talk about all in the book. So friends, definitely get the book because you can hear her whole story, which is really incredible and beautiful. Through all of that, how did you come to biohacking? And with the, like the travel influencer stuff specifically, how did it affect your travel? Because I'm always on the struggle bus there.
I always was into self-growth. I absolutely loved it. So even when I couldn't travel, I would jump on a treadmill and listen to inspiring interviews. Usually it was Tony Robbins or, you know, all the motivational speakers. And one of those times I actually came across Dave Asprey. And I thought it was like, oh, like he's kind of like good, kind of crazy about what he's preaching, but completely radical ideas, right? So it was like, that was even way before oat milk was around or kale smoothies, but he was just like the first person that like was sharing a lot of alternative point of view. That was 2016. So it was like 8 years ago. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like I still was vegan. I was still eating, you know, all of the fake vegan cheeses and stuff. And I thought I was biohacking, but I was just like curious what that means and started reading books. And it was really unique perspective because every one and everything 8 years ago was all about how to be vegan and how to be even more vegan than the person next to you. Like, I can be even more raw vegan. I can even do this and that. And so when he went against it, I was like, oh, this is really curious. But also I was vegan, so I was not really exactly resonating, but he kept like popping up. And as I got sicker and sicker from traveling, you know, 300 days a year, the radiation that you're exposed on a 7-hour flight is equal to an X-ray. And so imagine, like, if you're flying, if you're absolutely disrupting your circadian rhythm, as your audience knows, if you're listening to this, you know, circadian rhythm is basically that regulates our sleep, but also our hormones, our hunger, like everything. So it was always out of whack and I was constantly tired. So I was like, okay, surely it's from traveling. But it ended up being, you know, a massive like problem with the gut, heavy metals, hormones imbalances. Because what do you do when you travel? Like, you eat out, you eat seed oils, you drink from plastic bottles. And yeah, it's not exactly super healthy for you.
So with that, when you did discover what was actually affecting your health, like things that you mentioned with the heavy metals and the diet and all of that, like, did you make changes and did things immediately start getting better? Was it a journey?
Oh, super long journey. And that's the thing. It's like the sicker you are, the harder it's going to be for you. And I think it's just like, it's great to know that everything is healable, so to say, but like depending what your baseline is, mine wasn't great, unfortunately. It took me a couple of years.
Hi, friends. Do you want to come hang out with me and Dave Asprey and so many other guests I've had on the show? You simply must come to the 10th annual Biohacking Conference, May 30th through June 1st in Dallas, Texas. And of course, I have a massive discount code for you guys. I went last year to the one in Orlando, and it was one of the most fun times of my entire life. I met and got to hang out with so many guests that I've had on the show. I met so many of you guys. And of course, there's lots of Danger Coffee and Dave Asprey approved meals and Dry Farm wines. And that's just the social aspect. The conference itself is mind-blowing. They have this incredible expo where they have all the biohacking supplements, all the biohacking things. You can learn about them, try samples, meet the creators and founders. If you haven't tried a lot of biohacking things, it's a great chance to actually try them out in person. Things like brain tap, infrared sauna, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and so much more. There are so many incredible speakers as well. You can hear talks from people I've had on the show, like Paul Saladino, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, Dr. Mercola, Dr. Annika Becca, and that is just a few of them. I seriously had the time of my life last year, and I would love to hang out with you guys. And you can get 35% off tickets. Just go to melanieavalon.com/biohackingconference and use the coupon code BCMelanie to get 35% off your tickets. That's melanieavalon.com/biohackingconference with the code BCMelanie to get 35% off your tickets. This code can be used for general admission or for VIP access. Seating is limited. They do sell out. They sold out last year. So get your ticket now. And if you come, definitely let me know because I want to meet you. So hopefully see you guys in Dallas. MelanieAvalon.com/biohackingconference with coupon code BCMelanie. Get your tickets now. I'll see you guys there. And then with the dietary change, with that time being vegan, what was your first meat-related meal that you tried?
Beef liver.
Oh, wow. Whoa, you went hardcore.
Well, because I go very much into Weston Price. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting because he was a dentist from the 1920s. And he said like, wow, a lot of women that were losing fertility back in 1920. So over 100 years ago, he realized, I'm like, dang, they were actually eating a lot of organ meat. And we used to all do that. And so why have we changed and what has happened and da da da. And so I got really hooked. Like if you Google Weston Price on YouTube, it's a beautiful rabbit hole. You will get sucked into, and it's really, really inspiring. I think he's like, I call him in the book the OG biohacker because he really was. That was like the biggest thing. And I didn't even treat this beef liver as something that I really wanted to eat. I just realized that I'm very sick and that meat will be my medicine and help me heal. So I decided to just try to treat it as medicine. I hated it. And then I had a bite of the steak and I also hated it, but I was like, okay, I just need a little tiny bit. And then slowly but surely, I ended up actually just having, feeling stronger and better. So I associated with meat. I was like, oh, wow. Like even today, right before our interview, I just had a steak, which was my first steak in 2 weeks. I sat with a plant medicine called ayahuasca. So I was on a dieta, which is basically eliminates all the meat for 2 weeks. Oh my God, just having a piece of steak right now, I feel like a superhuman. I feel so strong. It's a superfood, right? Like it's not something that you can abuse. Like it has to be good quality, has to be grass fed. But when it is, it can really make you feel incredible.
That's so amazing. How do you cook your steak?
I don't actually. That's the funny thing. I just ask my fiance. So when he's traveling, I don't even eat my steak.
Wait, so you eat it raw?
No. My fiance does it for me.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I wasn't sure if you were saying you ate it raw or your fiance makes it.
Yeah, I'm just literally just waiting for him to like make it for me.
Oh, it's so funny.
Sorry, babe. He's here and I'm like.
Oh, that's funny. Hear him in the background. Yeah, no, I love Weston Price and I haven't read, though, his actual book. I've just read a lot about him. So something you pointed out in your book that I had no idea about was he talks about how the women that he saw, they had easy births, and he thought it was probably because how their diet was affecting their pelvic bones, which was so cool. I was like, whoa.
Super interesting.
Yeah, super, super amazing. And then, so ayahuasca, you touched on that in the book as well. I've actually never done any sort of plant medicine, which it's on my to-do list. But how many times have you done ayahuasca?
7, I think, at this point. I did enough for both of us.
I know. I'll just let like osmosis seep into me. Were they all beneficial, good experiences? Like I've just heard how some people have... Like some people, it's like life-changing and amazing. And then some people are like, oh, I would never do that again. Did you find something beneficial from every time you did it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't keep coming back. I think it really, really depends on the person. And some people get called to her, you know, more often than not. And for me personally, I finally get to see what it's like to live without an ego. And, you know, ego is healthy. Like we need ego to survive in this world. We wouldn't even have this conversation perhaps if it wasn't for that, you know, ego. It's this concept of self that is helping us survive. And when you like get rid of that veil of survival and drop into your heart, you can actually see things from a very different perspective. And so for me, it's just like a guidepost of how to navigate my life later, you know, moving forward.
Wow. Did you have any epiphanies in it with your book writing process?
Oh my God, so many. Like some of them are quite private, but some of them is just like helping me step into my power. And as I tell people, time to step into your power, I realize that I myself have been putting, you know, some sort of limitations on myself, and we all do to an extent. And yeah, that was like a really helpful journey for me to realize that I'm still keeping myself small.
I loved that part of the book about keeping yourself small. And I think, I mean, something I definitely struggle with as well. And also something I found really interesting because you're so, you know, beautiful and kind and supportive. And that really comes across in the book. And also, I feel like you say that a lot in the book. Like, I feel like you say a lot to the audience, like, I'm your friend, like, I'm here to support you. And I find it really interesting that we as women, like, there's this assumption that we're in competition with each other. Like the fact that we even have to just like say that, like that we have to, you know, make it so obvious that we're being supportive, I thought was really interesting. And do you find, well, A, what are your thoughts on that? And then also, do you find, I mean, because you're like stunning and you have Instagram and, you know, all this influencer stuff, do you find that women are intimidated by that?
I'm sure a little bit, right? Like, I used to be kind of like in a pity party about it. I was like, oh, women are not supportive. I want to be friends from all these women and da, 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 da. And now I'm kind of just like seeing like way more empathy because I also get intimidated by other women. But at the same time, I just like, it's such a good reminder for myself that it's like, actually, we're all in it together, you know? We're all just doing our best. And yeah, like that's just kind of like a reminder that like, I no longer, even if someone gets competitive or if someone gets not as supportive as I would have liked sometimes or taking my intentions out of context, I realize I'm like, honestly, they're just trying to do their best. And the only reason they're competitive is because they probably, that's all they know from their past experience. And I can just like, I have only empathy towards that, you know?
And something else I love, so this really resonated with me, is you have a section on the importance of play in our life. So two things you said that really resonated with me. One was you talked about how for the longest time you thought that you enjoyed your work so much that you didn't really need play because your work was so enjoyable. And that's the way I feel too. I'm like, I just love what I do anyways. But you know, you talk about having this realization that, you know, a structured form of play is actually still really important. And then you also talk about having to let go of making every single moment productive, which is something I struggle with. Like, I think you literally say something about how like, oh, I don't know if you were saying like going on a walk or like driving or something, but you don't actually have to listen to a podcast during that. Like every moment doesn't have to be.
Oh yeah. Cause that's like the whole thing about self-growth. It's like, wait, you have 30 minute commute to work. You should be learning a new language or listening to podcasts. And you know, you suck if you're not like focusing on constantly improving. And that pressure for women just does the exact opposite. Right. And so you don't really have to like do anything. I literally just had a 6-month podcast hiatus where I just did not listen to anything.
Oh, wow. How was that?
I mean, it's great. I'm still going through it because I'm like, there's just too much information in my brain and I just don't want to be constantly processing, learning and putting myself in that energy. I just want to like just be. And so I when I drive, I sit in silence and just think. And I'm like, wow, I can come up with so many unique ideas for myself, the book, connect with my feelings, emotions, and step into my feminine when I'm not really, you know, obsessing about that. You know, what's the next thing I need to learn and how to stay relevant? And as you know, in the biohacking space, it's like, oh, new science, da-da-da, like I need to keep on going, you know?
You know, 100%. You would probably actually like, I had on the show, the book was called Golden, The Power of Silence in a World of Noise. It was by Justin Zorn and Mars. It's a beautiful book. Here I am throwing stuff at you to read after we just talked about like not, but it was basically all about the power of silence. And it actually helped me. I feel like it's kind of a cop out, but it helped me reframe not doing anything as okay, because it just talks about the importance of silence. And so in my head, I was like, okay, so actually having silence is productive. So I kind of reframed it that way. That's amazing. Some biohacky related questions. Do you want to live to be 180? You talk about that.
I don't. I personally don't. I want a good quality life. I think 120 is good enough. But I think I just want, yeah, like quality and focusing on like being surrounded by my loved ones. So that would be my goal.
So interestingly, and like I talked about in the beginning, I wasn't sure what to expect when I sat down to read the book. Like I was like, is it going to be like all intense biohacking, like red light and cryotherapy and all this stuff? Or, you know, what is it going to be? When you were approaching the book, what was that development process like? Like, were you on the fence about how much quote biohacking technology to include, or did you have a clear sense of that from the beginning? Like, how did you decide what to include in this book? Because ultimately what you have a ton, but you came up with these four levels that people can do. So how did you come up with that?
I basically realized, I'm like, okay, like what was it like for me when I was starting out? I'm lucky to work with multiple women. You know, I ran my biohacking courses. So, you know, I've worked with over 20,000 women at this point, and I see how overwhelm leads them to not starting at all. And I was like, well, you don't need to do it all. You know, Dave Asprey didn't start with doing 500 things. You stack them and they become super easy that you don't even think about them. But at the beginning is way too overwhelming. So I was just trying to figure out a way of what would be
actually implementable for people. Yeah, which it totally is. And I love you have a great Mario Kart analogy for the different levels, which I...
Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it. I loved playing Mario Kart when I was little.
I loved it. I was just like, I was trying to come up with a metaphor and I'm like, well, I just remember playing a game and just like, you really like, you know, you can't go to level 4, you know, you have to go to level 1, to level 2, to level 3, level 4. You can't just like start from level 4. And a lot of people try to start all the levels at the same time and they feel overwhelmed. I'm like, it doesn't work like this, you know?
So the first level does involve diet, but it involves a lot of diet timing, which, so I'm also the co-host of the Intermittent Fasting podcast. So I have a massive...
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I have a massive audience in the intermittent fasting world. So it's something I talk about all the time. So I was really excited and curious to see how you were going to approach it. So what are your thoughts on eating timing? What is the magic there?
When it comes to fasting for women, I think it's very individual. Unfortunately, we are exposed to so much diet advice, and there's so many women with eating disorders that it's not enough for them to just say, hey, like, fasting is great, you know, because a lot of them kick back into not eating, you know, at all. And so I say in the book that fasting without feasting is starvation. And you want to make sure that if you are fasting, you want to make sure that you're actually eating as well. And that's tough. And a lot of women can't, like, mentally get over that. And that's okay. That's not, fasting isn't exactly for you. And if it is, you also, I'm a big fan of fasting according to your cycle. So,
friends, you guys know I love wine. Do you love wine? I've done a lot of research on wine, and I truly believe there are a myriad of health benefits. The longest-lived populations drink wine. The polyphenols have a ton of potential health benefits, activating anti-aging sirtuins, potentially supporting our immunity, maybe even encouraging weight loss. Yep, it's actually not alcohol that makes people gain weight. It's what they eat when they drink. But if you want all of the benefits of wine, the type of wine you're drinking is key. Conventional wine in the US is often full of toxins. We're talking things like pesticides, mold, and additives. Dyes, colorizers, artificial flavors. Have you even seen some wine that says vegan? That's because conventional wine isn't even necessarily vegan because of the additives. I am obsessed with a company called Dry Farm Wines. They're not a wine producer, but rather a wine investigator. They go all throughout Europe and they find the wineries practicing organic practices, and then they test those wines to make sure the wines are, wait for it, low alcohol, low sugar, free of toxins, free of mold, and truly supportive of your health. I'm obsessed with Dry Farm Wines. One of the most fun things for me as a wine lover is you get mixed boxes of wine and it introduces you to varietals from all over the world. The wines taste amazing and you can say goodbye to hangovers. If you think you can't drink wine, you've got to try Dry Farm Wines. I am obsessed. You can get a bottle for a penny. Yes, a penny. Just go to dryfarmwines.com/MelanieAvalon and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to claim your penny bottle. That's dryfarmwines.com/MelanieAvalon. All right, now back to the show. Briefly before that, so again, friends, get the book because there's just so much information we can't even remotely touch on all of it. But some fun little things, little takeaways I liked that you had about the eating timing. You have a really cool perspective on dessert timing. What are your thoughts on dessert timing?
I think dessert should be dessert 100%. So yeah.
Bring on the dessert. You talked about having it sometimes before your meal.
Well, I know of fitness experts that have been thinking that it's the time to, you know, to do it before a meal because it's like this weird theories. And I'm like, no, it was dessert meant to be a dessert. You don't want to have a glucose spike. So yeah, that has been like a big, big thing.
Speaking of glucose spikes, do you wear continuous glucose monitors much?
Once a year for 2 weeks. Just to test different foods, but otherwise it makes me turns me into an orthodoxia, which I don't really love.
How about like wearables, like Oura Ring or things like that?
I do wear Oura Ring, but and I'm like, this is just like, it's at the end of the day, it's how you feel in your body. And I don't think you need to invest too much money to feel incredible.
Yeah, that was something I loved as well in the book is that it's all like, anybody can do it. It's all approachable and there's no really financial barrier to, you know, the levels that you present.
And that was my biggest goal. Like, you don't need to spend a ton of money. You can if you want to, and you can take me as a shopping buddy, but that's not the goal. The goal is to actually just make the most out of what you have.
And so for that infradian rhythm piece, so that's a huge, huge part of the book. So what did you find with hacking or the implications of a woman's cycle and the different rhythms?
Well, that's such a big question. Where do I start? I think it's just like even understanding that like what your cycle is and where you are in your cycle and how you feel, even without like learning and outsourcing that power to even me or the book or any other book, because at the end of the day, it's just like, what do you watch? What do you observe when you're going through your cycle, you know? And how it impacts your mood and how you feel. And I think that's extremely, extremely important to just like know that. And then you can read up about what's happening in your body and have a better understanding. Like, okay, is this what's happening? That's cool. And like take it on board and just match it to that so that you feel absolutely incredible in your body.
And so in the book, you talk about, you know, the four different stages of a woman's cycle and how, like, what's happening with the hormones and how you can best eat and sleep and exercise. And you have really cool mantras for each cycle, which I really, really appreciated.
Oh, I'm so glad that they resonated because I was like, that was my favorite part and no one actually noticed. So I appreciate that.
Oh, no. I loved the mantras. I was like, this is great. I need to like write these down. So I'm curious, approaching all of that, how can we, because on the one hand, it's amazing to optimize your cycle and live according to it and, you know, do the best diet and exercise and sleep and everything and sex that would be best for that point in time versus what if we feel like we have to do those things during that time? So basically, how intuitive is all of this living according to your cycle versus knowing what you should be doing?
It's a great question. I'm a big fan of like intuitive living and eating and just like, it doesn't matter what the books are saying and the experts are saying. See how you feel and honor that, you know, like we need to stop outsourcing power to experts. That's the new feminine energy that's entering the scene. And just like no more doing something because, you know, Aggie or Dave Asprey or Melanie told you. It's like, no, like what? How do you feel in your body? What makes you feel good, you know, and follow that. Like for me, vegan diet absolutely sucked and was making me super sick. For some people, it was amazing and good for them. I am impressed that there's still people that can thrive on a vegan diet, but if they do, I'm super happy for them. There's so many other things that they could be doing to improve their health on top of diet. So yeah.
People will often ask me, like they'll want to know exactly what I do or like diet wise. I'm like, I was like, do not do what I'm doing. Like you need to find what works best for you. Cause I think people, they just think there's like this one size fits all solution or that if it's working for one person, that it would work for them. So yeah, I definitely love that different perspective. When you approach something new to you in the quote biohacking world, how do you approach it? Do you just go in with an open mind and try things? And how often do things, you know, really work for you and resonate and then versus not? And what I'm thinking of, for example, I know we were both at the biohacking conference, for example, and there was, you know, there's like so many things like technology and supplements, and it can be overwhelming. How do you approach it, these things?
I obviously I've been doing it for a while, so it's a very different energy than for someone who's just starting and feeling like, oh my God, like what is it that really moves the needle? And yes, it is overwhelming. So for those of you who are listening to this and you feel like, okay, biohacking conference, like what does it look like? You basically enter the room of about, 100 to 200 products and devices and treatments and freaking supplements. And every single one of them feels like it's going to change your life and save you. And it makes you feel like, oh my God, I need to have millions of dollars to have that. But like, no, there are a couple of things that definitely move the needle. There are a couple of things that are super expensive that move the needle that I would like to have, you know, like a PEMF machine, like amazing. I think it's super, super powerful. But at the same time, like it's not the end of the world. And I think as long as you spend enough time in the sun and nature, walk enough, move your body, eat organic food, it doesn't have to be exactly, you know, super pure, but like organic, like you can have pasta, you can have bread and just see how you feel.
Hi friends, I am so excited to tell you about something that I am obsessed with that can revolutionize your health, help with stress levels, support longevity, and really help you when you go out and are having a bit of wine or drinks or all the things. And I'm going to tell you how to get $100 off. So I've been talking about the role of NAD in our health for so long. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It is a coenzyme that that is involved in so many processes in our body, including energy production and DNA repair. And it is depleted by things like stress, aging, lack of sleep, alcohol, and of course, too much partying. In fact, a lot of researchers believe that declining NAD levels is one of the key factors in aging. That's why I have been really interested in boosting and supporting NAD levels, and I have tried all the things. You can take precursors to NAD called NR and NMN. I still take NMN. However, I am much more alert by directly giving your body NAD. And historically, the most common way to do that that is accessible to people was through NAD IVs and NAD shots. I actually never did an NAD IV for a few reasons. One, they are extraordinarily expensive. Two, I've been doing the shots, which I liked because they were easy to do. That said, they always made me feel a little bit unwell right afterwards. And I've heard that the IV makes a lot of people feel unwell. So if the shots were making me feel unwell and that was going into the muscle first as like a barrier, I can't even imagine what putting it straight into my bloodstream would have done. Plus with the IVs, you have to sit there for potentially hours. So basically IVs were a no-go for me. So like I said, I was doing the shots, but I was like, I wish there was an easier way to do this. Then a company called Ion Layer reached out to me. Oh my goodness, friends, I am so obsessed. So they make transdermal NAD patches, and they have studies showing that these patches actually boost your NAD levels. And what's so amazing is you put on a patch. It's super easy to put on. I have a video on my Instagram about how you do it. You basically get this patch thing with like a negative side and a positive side. You put saline on one side, you mix up the NAD with some sterile water and the NAD that they give you on the other side. Then you stick it to your arm or wherever you want to put it. You put a super cool black patch over it, kind of like how you put the patches over CGMs. And then what's amazing is there are no side effects. You don't feel unwell from it, and it lasts for 14 hours. And it's so easy. You can do it at home, and then you can really decide when you want to do it. So with the shots, I was doing them once a week, and I was trying to do them before going out. With this patch, now I put on the patch before going out, and it makes me feel so good. It really helps the next day from any alcohol recovery that you may need. And they look pretty awesome with my outfits, not gonna lie. I am obsessed with these patches. I just want everybody to know about them, and they are so much more affordable than the shots or the IVs. If you want to boost your NAD levels, support anti-aging, help with your stress, help with lack of sleep, and or optimize your partying, you need these patches, friends. And I'm so excited because working with the company has been amazing, and they are giving you guys $100 off, which is incredible. So to get that discount, just go to melanieavalon.com/ionlayer. That's I-O-N-L-A-Y-E-R. And use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get $100 off your first order. I cannot recommend these enough. I'm going to use them for the unforeseeable future, probably for the rest of my life. It's literally just become part of my arsenal now. Like when I'm getting ready to go out, usually once a week, put on my NAD patch. And even if I don't go out that week, I still like to do one once weekly. Oh, P.S. They're also amazing for traveling. You guys know I'm not a big traveler. I've been doing more traveling recently, and I wear these on the plane there and back. Game changer. Although it's really fun at TSA, especially because I already opt out and don't go through the scanner thing. So they already are suspicious. And then they're like, what's that on your arm? And I'm like, it's NAD. And then they're like, what's that? And then I'm like, it's a coenzyme in your body that's involved in a lot of metabolic processes and energy production and DNA repair. And then they just look at me really weird, but it's fine. It's totally fine. So again, that's melanieavalon.com/ionlayer to get $100 off your Ion Layer kit. It comes with 6 patches, totally the way to go for boosting NAD levels. And I cannot recommend it enough. melanieavalon.com/ionlayer with the coupon code MelanieAvalon for $100 off. It was actually my first time going to the conference last year, and I was just like, whoa, there is so much here, so much. Speaking of the supplements and your supplement line, so I have a supplement line as well, and it was so, I don't know how you feel about this, but it was so exciting to create it because I wanted to create what I personally was taking, make my own version of it. So how did you decide to launch that line, and what was your first product, and how did that feel creating it? Did you work with Sean from the beginning?
Not from the beginning, but definitely Sean has been like super helpful in my journey. I basically wanted to find I'm a big fan of supplements, like first and foremost, because I was just like, cool, like I use them every day. I wanted to have like a healthy alternative. I worked with a naturopathic doctor that helped me heal the gut, and she was all about using natural ingredients, but she kind of burst my bubble when I realized that not everything on the market is exactly super healthy for me. And so that was like reality check. And so I was like, what would you put in? She was like, you know, if I was to do a bloating supplement, I would help regulate sugar and support your microbiome and do this and do that. And I was like, oh, dang, like that's actually kind of cool that like all of these amazing ideas. So like basically I always surround myself with smarter people than myself and just kind of help me understand, you know, what we can do to bring like a healthy alternative for people that want to feel better in their bodies. And so we started with Unbloat Me because bloating has been like my biggest thing. And it's still up until this day our number one product. So
yeah, you talked about in the book, this is getting personal, but you talk about how like you had a bout of constipation, for example, and it actually related to, you know, your personal journey that you're going through emotionally.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like how me not being able to go to the bathroom is just really connected to my sense of safety.
Yeah, which is, I as well have struggled historically a lot with bloating and constipation. So that really resonated. And then you also have you're a big fan of apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
You have a supplement with that?
I just have apple cider vinegar in a pill form because it like...
Oh, okay. Just in a pill.
Yeah. And just because it's like, I love apple cider vinegar and I was doing so much of it because I'm obsessed. And then sure enough, my dentist was like, Aggie, your animal is like absolutely destroyed. And I was like, what can I do? And it's like, well, can you have it in a pill form? And I was like, go to the formulator. We need a very strong apple cider vinegar. And sure enough, we have one that's like an equivalent of a tablespoon. So it's been working really great.
Okay, this is so funny. So not apple cider vinegar, but I eat a lot of lemon on my food because it really helps my digestion. Like it's like a game changer. And every time I go to the dentist, he's like, you can't keep eating all this lemon. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do though. I like the way it tastes and it really helps my digestion. So my enamel is suffering. So that's really clever of you to put the apple cider vinegar in supplement form. Are you constantly innovating with new products? Like, are you making a new supplement right now?
Yes. Actually, we're working on a supplement that would help women regulate their cycle. And so that's the biggest thing of women not wanting to get off the pill because they feel like, well, I don't know, my cycle is super regular and my hormones are out of whack. And so that was really, yeah, that was basically my goal.
I love that whole creation process. It feels so like... It feels like the world is your oyster and you can, you know, do whatever you want. So for people who really want to start this whole biohacking journey, obviously they can get your book. What is like the number one, like first thing you think people should do if they want to explore this more?
Start with level one, right? So start at the beginning and, you know, you can see in the book that it's basically just changing the timing of your meals and that would make a massive difference. So yeah. I don't give too many spoiler alerts.
I know. I loved that you had the order too of the macronutrients that you can eat, which ironically is pretty much the order that I personally eat in just intuitively. So I found that.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I've always found that really telling. Like you start with like the fibrous type veggies and then the protein and then, you know, having the carbs at the end. And just historically, that's what really works for me as well. Okay, to sort of bring things full circle, going back to the travel, just because like I said, it is my Achilles heel. So when you travel now, do you implement any biohacking related things now? Like the radiation, for example, like do you go through the x-rays at the airport?
I do, obviously, because it's like sometimes it's really hard not to, but I take a lot of chlorella to help me cleanse my body through it, right? Like sometimes when I'm like doing too much of it, I was like, oh, sorry, I'm pregnant. And they let me like get away with it with just like being, patted down. So that works as well.
I always do the pat down. In the US, they're totally fine about it. But I recently went to the UK and they were not having it. They were like, that's not, I was like, I want to opt out. They're like, why do you want to opt out? I was like, because, and they were like, that's not a reason. it did not go so well. One of my favorite travel hacks that I'll actually share that I just found. So do you ever use a cooling mattress to sleep?
I don't because I get really cold. So I have built-in cooling mattress.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Okay. I get hot. And that's when I travel, that's like the one thing that is most stressful to me, I think, is not having the cooling mattress. But what I figured out that I can do is I usually go to Whole Foods or whatever, and I get lots of bottles of water to drink in the glass bottle. And then if there's a mini fridge in the room, I keep them in there. And then I, at night when I'm sleeping in the hotel bed, I get out the water bottles and they're cold and I cuddle them like they're a teddy bear. And that, so I like cuddle the cold water and it keeps me cold. So that's my,
that's a great biohack, by the way.
It's my little travel biohack. Do you have any others you'd like to share? Just because I need to learn from you.
I mean, I basically want to make sure that my bedroom's super dark, and that's not enough just to like put the eye cover. So I feel like I definitely can drop in much deeper sleep to make sure that the bedroom is super dark. So I think that's the one hack that we can all do. You know, not everyone can get air conditioning or make your bedroom super cold, but we definitely can figure out the way to make the bedroom like pitch black.
Do you sleep at home with like blackout curtains?
Yes, 100%.
Keep it all really cold and dark. It's the way to go. Well, this has been absolutely amazing. I so, so appreciate what you're doing for the world of biohacking, for women. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. How can people best get your book? Oh, and by the way, so I read it. Who does the audiobook? Do you?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. I was hoping. What was that like?
But honestly, I'm glad I did it. And so I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but the book is coming out. The audiobook's coming out March 1st. So that's where I would love for people to check it out, because it's like I read it and I had so much fun like reading it. Because as you know, thank you so much for reading the book. But you know, it's written as if I'm talking to you. It doesn't feel like a book. It was just like spoken. That was like one of the big things I wanted to include. So you will notice that as you're navigating the book. Yeah.
Do they let you ad lib a little? Like,
yep.
Oh, super exciting. It is a journey recording all of that. Awesome. So yeah, when this comes out, that audiobook will be coming out around the same time. So we'll put links to all of that in the show notes. And are you going to write another book?
Oh, definitely. I think I need to like first like honor my rest, you know, so I can really just practice what I preach, which would be super helpful. And then why not? Why not?
I remember when I wrote my book, I've never had a baby, but I was like, I feel like I just had a baby. Like I have to like,
oh yeah,
recover.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so true. I can so relate.
Speaking of, do you want to be a mom someday?
I would love to. I would love to have that opportunity, but we'll see. It's a great goal to have, but you know, it's not up to us. I think whether I'm going to be blessed with be giving a birth or whether I'm going to adopt, that's also like, you know, up to the universe to decide.
I'm really excited because I feel like the quote biohacking movement is so new. It'll be exciting to see the like next generation of biohackers that were raised by parents that have this health and wellness mindset in mind that I just think is so important.
I'm totally with you on this. And I think I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that my child is as biohacked as possible.
Oh my goodness. I love it. Are they a biohacker or are they a bio slacker?
That's a great question. Yeah, we'll have to see. But no, I would love to just like, you know, I think it's such a beautiful gift to be able to pass it forward, you know, to your children.
I agree. Well, in that mindset, the last question that I ask every single guest on this show, and it's just because I realize more and more each day just how important mindset is, which again is something that you so beautifully discuss all throughout the book. But what is something that you're grateful for?
For being healthy and being alive and just being able to drop in with like beautiful women like yourself on, you know, on different conversations. That makes me super, super happy. That makes me feel alive.
Oh, I love it. Well, Aggie, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you. Again, like I feel like I already know you just from all of our mutual friends and watching all of your fabulous content. And just from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your own journey, for, you know, being so vulnerable and courageous and kind and sharing all of it in the book and empowering women everywhere to really, you know, take charge of their health and their mindset and all the things. So I will continue watching you shine and hopefully we can meet sometime in person, maybe at the next biohacking conference.
Yes, please. That would be great. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much. So lovely to finally meet you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, melanieavalon.com. feel free to contact me at podcast@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.